Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay.
Yeah.
Brent, capital gains exclusion right. with the house. Talk to us a little bit about
that. So for a primary residence, you know, you get $250,000 in exclusion per person if you lived in the house two of the last 5 years.
Right.
Now, one of the big issues there is, you know, there are some events that occur that you think you're married, but you're not married. So like for instance, in divorce, if you get divorced, the IRS looks at that as you were divorced the entire year. So if you got divorced on December 31st, no, you, from a tax standpoint, you were divorced on January 1.
Yeah.
And so you can't use that exclusion on that end. But obviously a lot of people don't realize that you get $500,000 tax-free when you sell your primary residence, if you're a married couple.
Yeah, and that's definitely an advantage to use if you're gonna go on to another house.
Right, right, and that's one of the biggest tax advantages there is in the law. They've not indexed that for inflation. So, you know, $250,000 in gains 15 years ago was a lot more money than it is today, and maybe Congress will address that, but it's one of the biggest tax exclusions you can get.
Right, and one more thing I want to hit on, the residence piece of it. That's when right. you move into the property, right? Not just when the sale occurs. You have to have actually lived there for two of the
Right, you have to
years.
Live there 2 out of 5 years, and a lot of times you look at a tax return, it's good to put your address of where you're actually living on that tax return,
right?
You know, because that is a way to tell the IRS, hey, I actually live here.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thanks for talking to us about that today, and thank you for tuning in as well. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks.